of Austin, she began undermining my position to try and, you know, take over. So I fired her. That was the best thing that ever happened, and she acknowledges that, right?
Oh, yeah.
So now we tease each other about, gee, that's the best thing that happened to you, Susan. I fired you, didn't I? Yes. Then she was able to apply herself more diligently towards her artwork.
That's right. Oh, yeah, that's okay. Good.
Right. Well, good for you for doing that.
Yeah. Right.
Well, yeah, it's funny how things happen that way, you know.
Yes.
There's always a reason somehow that people guided in different directions through things. But, so she seems to do it. She seems quite prolific, actually. I
mean, well, like, she enjoys world renown.
Yes, right.
She went into, was it Switzerland?
Right.
Did artwork there, and also another part of Europe. I think it might have been in Italy, in the Mediterranean.
Oh, how nice.
And well, she's provided artwork for the city of Seattle.
Oh, wonderful. And,
Well, then you've got something very special here.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these, I hope you've got those at church.
These are one of her first works.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, see, yeah. Those are extra special.
For me, that carries the significance.
Oh, do you have a favorite one? Well, as far as you choose so many, right? Yeah. You can't really see these.
I think the center one there.
This one?
If I were to choose a favorite, yes.
That's one. Okay.
Come in.
Where would you like to sit? To be most comfortable.
No, I can sit there.
Are you sure that's okay? All right, Peggy, is that all right for
you? You sit right there, that's fine. I think it'll pick up everything.
Hello, hi.
Hi, this is Susan.
No, I'm Larissa. No.
Oh, you're Larissa. I'm Larissa. That's right.
We were just talking about Susan.
Hi.
Hi, Vivian.
Hi,
nice to meet you.
Thank you. And don't worry, this is really quite
informal.
Yes, we'll probably just start. First, I have to put the date and the address and your name.
Don't forget the C.
Andrew C. Charles.
That's it.
Oh, okay. What is the C for?
No,
you're not going to say.
That's esoteric.
Oh, esoteric. Okay. All right. So, well, this I thought it was just, you know, kind of interesting there. So,
okay. Your phone number, Andrew.
261-4664.
And your date of birth?
It's July
21st, 1931. We're the same age.
Is that right?
Yes.
You're in better shape than I am.
No, I'm not. I've had problems too. No. So, 30.
So you're a Cancer if you go by that.
I'm on the cusp.
You are. I am too.
That's why I'm confused.
That's good. I'll have to remember that one.
Okay, now I'll start this off by announcing to you that if we have too many people talking at once, it's very difficult. So I'll start off maybe with general things, and then I'll say when it's time for you to ask your questions. Is
that's
that okay?
Fine. We can even pause for a minute and shut it off. And
we'll have to.
Geese in the background or something?
No. Dogs next door.
Oh, dogs. Okay.
Also, I have to put down your present, Vivian.
Oh, right.
Mark and Larissa Grant.
It's nice in here compared to the band office. The band office is free.
Is it really?
Oh, that's interesting.
Huh. You've got air conditioning there?
Yeah, I can't stand air conditioning.
No, I don't like it either.
Now, how is this your family home? Has it always been your family home?
Well, for some 34 years. But our family home was located where Shalimar Park is, just up the street here.
Oh.
Yeah, for the longest time. Right?
How do you spell that?
Shalimar? S-H-A-L, is there a double L? M-A-R, Shalimar.
Shalimar.
Yeah, Shalimar.
Okay.
Shalimar. I think, is there a, I don't know.
There's an I in between. Like there's.
Oh, is there?
Mm-hmm.
So it's S H A L I M A R. Oh, okay.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, I never paid attention to that.
And do you have children?
No, I'm single all my life.
Oh, is that? Yeah. That's interesting.
I'm looking for a very rich widow.
Oh, he sounds like it.
No volunteers so far.
Well, it's their loss, isn't it?
Now, I'm going to start by maybe just informally getting you to talk about your position in the community and how you got to be an elder, and you can just ramble on about traditions in Musqueam and how things are structured. Everything's new to us, and we could go to books and find all this out, but we're trying to do this by way of oral stories, so you can just rattle on.
Well, to begin with, Musqueam was a fishing community. We were a seagoing nation of people here at the mouth of the Fraser River. And of course, my father was a fisherman for the longest time. Mm. While I was in residential school, I went to an Indian residential school for some 10 years. Mm. I started off in sort of a preschool, and then grade 1 to grade 11, and then left the Alberni Indian Residential School. Began working in the fishing industry as a shore worker. Uh-huh. And when the work became too seasonal, I decided I would go to school, which I did, and had gotten my grade 12 at Surepass Pacific College here in Vancouver, and then went into the lumbering industry. I worked for the McMillan and Bodell Red Band Division for a number of years, and became an industrial first aid attendant, and became a bit too ambitious, left them, and began work with Rainier of Canada Limited in Marple. Then I left them and went to Federal Pacific Electric, that manufactured industrial electric breakers. They're like big switches, right?
Oh, yeah.
And stayed there until such time I got an opportunity to become the band manager at Musqueam. I did sort of a tutorial under Earl Smith, who was a real estate agent that the Musqueam had hired for band managing, but they wanted a native person, so there was an open competition, and I won that. Now, over a period of time, I spent 4 years working for Musqueam as band manager, but 17 years with the Alliance Tribal Council, 2.5 years with the Union of British Columbia Indian Chiefs, and was also offered a job with the National Indian Brotherhood that paid my way to Ottawa on a trial basis, because I was so unhappy with the politics of it all. I did my work as quickly as possible and said goodbye.
Yeah.
I came back to the Union of BC Indian Chiefs and then found an opportunity to become Musqueam's housing superintendent, and we built 20 houses during my
When
employee.
Was that about?
Well, in 73 is when I went to Ottawa and came back, and it was 73, 74. And then in 75, I became the Alliance Tribal Council. So it was 73, the latter part of 73. And for about 6 months of 74, or more, it was more than that, because it was in October when the Alliance Tribal Council was formed, and maybe it was in in November, December, I became the Alliance Tribal Council Administrative Coordinator.
Where is that, the Alliance Tribal Council headquartered?
Well, it was here for the longest time, for some 15 years here in Musqueam.
Mm-hmm.
And it consisted of between 8 to 10 bands in the local area, although we've had some members from West Bank, that's in the Kelowna area, and also members from Vancouver Island, Nanaimo and Chimanis, Indian bands. The main focus of what we were attempting to do was to try and do away with a lot of the impediments that held back economic development on Indian reserves.
Mm-hmm.
That was our main focus.
Oh.
That was a very interesting time in my life.
Oh, yes, it must be.
But getting back to when I was a child, of course, people in Musqueam were very traditional in those days.
Mm-hmm.
The longhouse was a very important part of our existence. Spirit dancing, mask dancing. Musqueam was sort of an isolated community because there was no development on the Musqueam Indian Reserve except for our housing and Chinese farms. Indian Affairs had brought or agreed to allow Chinese farms to exist in Musqueam, hopefully to convert us from a fishing community into a farming community. Of course, you know, we're in the city of Vancouver, right? Can we be farmers?
Yeah,
not for long.
I actually knew Mr. Chan, who had a farm down here.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they were great.
Really
beautiful,
nice people. Yeah.
Beautiful vegetables, you know.
Yeah.
And Musqueam then had no paved roads. We had a planked road from the beach area right up to Marine Drive. It was quite an interesting way to watch vehicles as they would come down those planks.
Oh,
they became
goodness.
Good drivers.
Mm.
And a couple of spots they had planks to the side so that if there were oncoming traffic, they could pull to one side, right?
Yes.
This meant quite often someone backing up into that particular area.
Oh, that's very interesting. So what years would that have been, the plank road?
That would have been in the 40s, 30s, 40s.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm doing a chapter on transportation, if that's why I'm very curious.
Oh, I see.
So
yes.
Any detail I get like this is great.
So in the early 50s then, they began to grade the road and place gravel upon it. We lived a very sheltered life. We had as children, we had no contact with the larger community, right? Whether they be white people, Orientals, or whomever else. So we grew up here until I was 7, not knowing a white person. And not to any extent, because we did have Nurse Gary from the Department of Indian Affairs come and lecture to us about how we should improve our lifestyle.
Right.
Some authoritarian, right?
Yeah.
And but as children, we had no playmates that were non-Indian, right? And when I went to an Indian residential school, of course, we were totally confined. We did get to go out to the two small towns of Alberni and Port Alberni on Saturdays once we were at the age of 16 years old and older. But most of our life was spent in the confines of the residential school.
Goodness. So you didn't get to visit at home or anything?
Yes, we came home 2 months out of the year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was, I think that was pretty well standard across the country. But there were children who, because of their unfortunate circumstance, whether their parents were too isolated or their parents were split up and there was no real support at home, would stay at the residential school. Maybe a dozen or so children stayed for a long, long time.
Can I just ask, why Alberni?
Well, yes, I think what they attempted to do was to integrate a number of various cultures of Native people into different schools, right? It so happened that my mother was a Protestant. My father was a Catholic, but he didn't believe in that kind of thing. He believed in the Indian culture, right? But was, I guess, baptized as a Catholic or whatever. But never was a church-going person. He was very much into our culture. Well, so was my mother. But my mother went to Kokalitsa for some 3 years. And when we became of age, all of my siblings attended residential school. I was in Kokalitsa for 2 years. I went to kindergarten and grade one, and then they were going to, what they did was to convert the Kokalitsa Indian residential school into an Indian hospital, a hospital for Native people, and relocated a lot of us from Kokalitsa to Alberni, into a new complex, right?
That's a lot early age to be going away from home, isn't it?
It is. It was quite startling. I remember, and I've written some of my memoirs. It's not complete, but in there I do make mention of the fact that when I had first gotten to school, like we went by tram from Vancouver, it took like two and a half hours to get to Chilliwack. And once we got off the tram, we heard our names being called. And so the lady who came to fetch us brought us to the school, and my sister was immediately taken to the girls' side, and I was taken to the boys' side, and up to the fourth floor into the primary dormitory. And then once undressed and into school clothes, I went down to the basement, and I was absolutely frightened, and kids came up to me, you know, curious, and I wailed like a...
Yeah, of course. Traumatic experience.
Oh, gee, I just cried like, you know, a two-year-old, right?
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
But I remember that of going to school. But once I acclimated to the system, then, of course, a lot of us tried to make the best of it, right? But once getting out of residential school, that's where I began working in the fish canneries, right? Now, when I was a child, I'm bouncing back and forth here.
Right.
The streetcar used to come to the intersection of 41st and Southwest Marine Drive, and they had a turntable there.
Right.
Okay.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And it would turn around and go all the way down to Hastings Street, right, from here. But I noticed that in the summertime they had this open carriage with tiered seats.
Oh, yeah.
And I noticed that up farther along, the white kids would sing and dance, right, and the people would throw them the coins.
Yeah.
Of course, I tried that, but nobody threw me any coins.
Oh, no, too bad.
Oh,
that's
awesome. No, but
was worth a try.
Yeah.
It was worth a try, yeah.
And but coming out of residential school, as teenagers, there was a restaurant at 41st and Dunbar on Dunbar Street called Gus, or we referred to as Gus Street.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we would quite often assemble there in the afternoon and play the jukebox and have a snack or two. And there was a small store next to it, and it was run by a name, by a fellow by the name of Pyatt.
Mr. Pyatt's story. You know,
you know of him?
Yeah.
And of course, there were, when we were real small children, there was a red and white store where next to where the Shell gas station is. Mm-hmm. And it was run by a family called Himes.
Oh.
Now, we dealt with Himes for the longest time. Because they would give us credit, and then when fishing season came, we would pay them back, mm-hmm. right? But with Pyatt, it was cash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was a post office called Post Office 13 on the same side as Pyatt and Gus's restaurant and stuff like that.
Oh, yes.
Which side was the restaurant on? Was it on the
east
side?
East side. On the west side, well, later on there was Safeway, farther up where the Chevron station is now, in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And then they moved down to where the bank is now, the Bank of Nova Scotia. And then they moved out into where IGA is currently, and disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
But,
around what year was that when there was like the Safeway up there and?
Oh, that was in the early 50s.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So once I had finished grade 12 and had gotten my industrial first aid ticket, and when I was working for Federal Pacific Electric, an opportunity came for me to apply to become a band manager, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did. And of course, I've taken seminars and various studies in senior management at UBC.
Oh, really?
And took an extension course on community economic development from Simon Fraser and things like that.
So that's where you get your background. That's wonderful.
And I went to Langara Community College and indulged in computer information systems, which happens to include more than just operating a computer, right?
Mm-hmm.
It dealt with bookkeeping, system analysis, organizational development, communication skills, and things of that nature, right? Politics, all kinds. I think I had 6 subjects when I was going.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me anything about the new longhouse at UBC? Is that used by the band in any way?
Oh, no. I think the longhouse that. Oh, I see. Now, which?
It's a new complex. It's a center for Aboriginal studies, I think.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure if there were people from here studying in that area, they would go there. But Susan Point has his artwork there as well. Another place where Susan has artwork is at Museum.
Yeah, Museum of Anthropology.
Museum of Anthropology in that area.
Yes.
But the complex itself was built by people other than ourselves.
Yeah, I see.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In both instances, I believe there was a welcoming ceremony by Musqueam when, was it the Quagilt people or Haida people that built the longhouse in,
at the
Museum of Anthropology.
Wow.
So is there quite a bit of interaction still with some of the groups that were in the alliance? Is there, with the Musqueam, do you still connect, with
no,
them, or not that much?
The three founding nations, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh, finally broke away from the Alliance Tribal Council because the flavor of the politics was changing from a focus on economic development to managing programs at the band level. And that certainly discouraged Tsleil-Waututh, Squamish, and Musqueam. Now, Tsleil-Waututh was the first to break rank in that they wanted a form of self-government. Now, in the Alliance Tribal Council submission in March of 1975, both to the Minister of Indian Affairs and the Minister of Justice in Ottawa, contained in it a proposed concept of companion legislation for the accommodation of self-government. And that would have improved economic development on Indian reserves substantially. We weren't successful. There were too many impediments, both by way of the government and by way of many of the other organizations clear across the country. So what had happened is that the Alliance Tribal Council played a leading role in many other areas that were being pursued by the National Indian Brotherhood and then later on the Assembly of First Nations. I'm running out of stories.
Well, that's pretty good. Maybe we can talk about traditions and go into the church at this time. Would you like to ask some questions about
Well, unless you want to get into...
No, that's fine. We can do that
go
back to it.
Well, actually, I was kind of curious if that Gus's restaurant... apparently, the Dunbar Lutheran Church started off in the back room of a little restaurant that was on that strip there, and there's a new section in that block, that first block from 41st. That's, I gather, where the restaurant would have been, right?
Yeah.
Is it where they built that new apartment? They've got sort of a little...
I think so, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
wondering
if
that was it. So
yeah.
Maybe I should try and find that out, because I haven't been able to find out the name of the restaurant.
Yeah.
But apparently they had a little chapel at the back, because they called it a hamburger joint.
Yes.
So I don't know if that's what it was.
Yes, it was that.
Oh,
yes,
probably
yeah.
it was.
Yeah,
I mean, the owner was a server and a cook. And,
Do you remember his name by any chance?
I don't know. We called him Gus.
Oh, that
was
his
Gus.
Name.
Okay. Yeah, he was of European descent, rather an immigrant.
That's probably the right one then.
Yeah,
right.
And he had an accent. I don't know which accent.
Yeah.
We were perhaps the best clients he had, because we were always there,
how
in the winter months.
How much would it have cost to have a hamburger or something?
It's like 25 cents or
Yes, no wonder you went back. Well, nowadays I'd go back too. Now, you mentioned that your mom was Protestant and your father was Catholic, but not practicing. What I was curious about was I don't know, since you wouldn't have had that connection with the church, but you know the St. Michael's Church that was there originally?
Right.
Would your father have been baptized there, do you
no.
think? He wasn't, no.
No.
He wouldn't have had any connection with that church.
No, he wouldn't have.
No.
My father was born here,
right.
And for the first 6 years lived in Musqueam with his parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
But his mother was from from Vancouver Island, from the Cowichan area.
Oh, okay.
And when my grandmother died, what usually happens is that the family of the mother will quite often take the children, mm-hmm. okay, and raise the children. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened.
Oh.
And my father was raised by his auntie, huh. an aunt, I don't know the name or anything, mm-hmm. but an aunt in Cowichan.
Oh, okay.
And when he was, I believe, 16 years old, he came back. Mm. So for about 10 years he was there.
Mm.
He grew up with a lot of the people that were of the same age as he was.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so he wouldn't have... Do you know anything about the origins of that church? Or do you remember when it burned down? Or when they apparently reconstructed it and built another steeple and all this kind of thing? Or any of the priests that were there? Or what the relationship was between the community and the church? Because I gather there must have been... I think now it is still a... Is it a Catholic church or a community church?
It was designated as a community church, but the,
right.
the Catholic Catholicism takes
right.
over, right?
Yeah,
now.
I thought
because
so.
I think the people who do go to church are Catholic.
Yeah.
There are different... there's another group of people on this reserve.
Oh.
They're
Pentecostal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that
right? Yeah.
That's interesting.
And I don't know where they gather.
Yeah,
the 51st Hall.
Oh,
now.
At the 51st Hall?
Yeah,
I see.
They used to just gather in Robert's house.
Yes.
Now they use the 51st Hall.
That's
okay.
Is that the hall that you see when you come along? No.
No, it's just
no.
down here.
Oh, it's down there.
Yeah.
Is that the church thing when you're coming?
Yes.
When we, okay.
Yes.
It has a, it's just a
yeah.
little quite a building with
yeah.
a little... Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is that where the original St. Michael's
no,
was?
No, no.
That was
the original St. Michael's is... If you were to go all the way down to the end of this road, over
yeah.
at least where the administration building is,
okay.
and then go west.
Okay.
Okay.
So is there anything there now, or is
no.
it it's just empty?
It, yeah, it's empty.
Oh.
So
okay.
A lot of it's grown over now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How long ago did it burn down?
Oh, gee. Was it again in the 50s or 60s,
yeah.
early
oh, really?
60s? Yeah.
Did they ever figure out what caused the fire?
Oh,
well,
yeah, two kids burned
oh.
down.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh,
so
of course.
It was interesting.
Okay. I laugh because it's kind of funny. They burned two of our longhouses down.
The same
oh.
kids?
Yeah, not the same
oh,
kids,
okay.
but different
oh,
kids.
Oh,
dear.
My
How
goodness.
Awful.
Kids in fire, you know.
They
all happened.
Of course, I guess it was a very, I mean, it was just a wooden structure, right? So it probably
right.
went up pretty quickly.
Oh,
it was very old, I think.
I imagine,
too.
Yeah.
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 But, okay, so this one here, then, even though it's a community church, it's actually more or less Catholic in terms of, is there a priest?
I think the majority
here?
Of people here are Catholic.
Uh-huh. Are they?
But they're not practicing Catholic.
Oh, okay. It's baptized.
Yeah, marriages, deaths,
yeah.
baptism, and a few singers that go to the church and,
oh, right.
and harmonize, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's about it.
Yeah. So it's kind
I'd like to think they're devout to go, but they, you know,
yeah.
I was once a devout Christian in the Protestant sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Until I guess I was about, what, 34, 35 years old, or maybe even younger than that, when my dad died.
Oh.
And the very next winter, they called upon me to replace him in the mask dancing.
Oh.
And I was still a Bible reader, right?
Oh my.
So I had to make up my mind. Mm. I could not serve two faiths, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is not to defame any other belief.
No.
But after my having moved over from Christianity to our rather barbaric society, right, I'm so much happier.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
I'm no longer critical of other people. I don't care if they swear anymore,
mm-hmm.
you know.
There's that lack of guilt, right?
Yeah.
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 So, it's just, that degree, at least, I would
think. Yeah.
So much happier.
That's an interesting point, actually, about people perhaps, do some people juggle the two, or is that...
Oh, yes.
They do?
Absolutely.
Sincerely, or just kind
no,
of...
No, it's to their advantage.
Ah.
Some people maintain control over a number of other people.
I see.
By juggling, you know, the spirit dancing world and then the and then the Christianity world, right?
Mm-hmm. But if they're doing that, then there must be some... It can't be part of the, you know, from within, I would think, right? It would be sort of more of a surface.
I couldn't.
Thing.
I've often wondered
how that works.
Yeah.
But okay, now that's interesting. So, well, so you don't know anything about the.
Are you recording?
Yes, I am, but I just want to make sure I'm about ready to turn
Did
it over.
Did you want to say something?
Yeah.
No.
Say something quick.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'll stop it for a minute.